best friend.
The skylights, they could have been in the shul. Put a big glass down. Where?
Something like that.
You want to funk on the Helic Parak, is where it said you got up to?
Where?
Yeah, where he was at.
Is that where you're up to?
Yes.
Wonderful. So today's daf is daf ches, huh?
Yeah, he just went in. I think he said they did a couple of lines.
Okay, so we'll start again from the Mishnah.
Anku d'Heilig Yiperik Halacha Aluch.
B'shlosha prakim b'shana tormim et halishka. Three times during the year in which we put the contents of the lishka into the separate kalim, which was called a truma from the overall coins. What was in the kalim would then be called the actual truma, and what was left behind would be called the shiorei halishka, the leftovers. What were these three periods? Remember that we had a remez to three in the sugya in Nehemiah, where for some reason, instead of using the word shlish, it used shilishit, and we darshan that that means there's something about three in the nature of the trumat of the lishka bichlal, of shkolim bichlal. And we darshan the six, and the machtes hashak would be half the six, the borosheish, and so on. There's some type of mystical connotations here of three.
More
three times, sorry? It
would be more like an asmachta, an esksuvim.
Yeah, yeah, but obviously that means that we're taking very seriously that little talk.
Yeah, really,
it's a big deal. And what were those times? Fros ha-Pesach, Fros ha-Atzeret, Fros ha-Chag. Fros over here meaning chetzi, as it always does. Here the chetzi would be half of the 30 days Kodim l'Chag. Vehem giranot shel ma'aser behema, Devi Rebbe Akiva. And it happens to be that those three times are precisely what Chazal were koveya as the period in which you would have a goren. Of course, goren is a borrowed term, obviously. But the word goren is what we use for being koveya in terms of trumot u'ma'asrot. So we bring it into the goren, we make our kri. At that point, you have to worry about taking off ma'aser. So here, in terms of ma'aser be'ma, we use the same word, we borrow the term. We take a look at the time in which we have the equivalent of a goren, meaning that that's the period in which we want to be mechayev you to take off ma'aser. Up until that point, you don't have to take off ma'aser. You can shecht, you can eat, you can sell, you don't have to worry about ma'aser. Just as if you were taking off ma'aser of Yerek, you wouldn't have to worry. We're koveya certain times, and we'll see the reasons we were koveya these times, we're koveya certain times that happen to coincide, and we'll see it's not just a happenstance, but they coincide because we want them to coincide with the Chakim. So they coincide with this prisot of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. And at that point, any behemoth that you had, you have to take ma'aser before you do it. That becomes a kviut at that point. Benazai Omer, Benazai says, it's not exactly the way you say it, because Rabbi Akiva, saying Prost, was leaving open the possibility that Adar HaSamach LeNisan would be Me'ubar. So it could have been on the 30th. He didn't want to give a date. So it could have turned out to be the 30th of Adar. Could have turned out to be the 29th. It says Benazai, it's always Besrim V'tishah. It always works out on the 29th of Adar, because you don't have your choice. The last day is always the 29th, would be 15 days before, because it's always chaser for Samach L'Nisan. U'be'achad b'sivan. Furthermore, I disagree with you about 15 days before Shavuot, very simply because it's not enough time. Because how many animals are you going to get between Pesach and Shavuot? You already took off Ma'aser Behemoth. You took off in the beginning of Nisan. So now you're going to tell me 1 month later, Berach, you're going to have enough behemoths. You're not going to take off on the 15th day. It's 2 weeks before Shavuos. You're going to take off your ma'aser, and what's going to happen then? You'll have a few behemoths. Okay, those behemoths will probably get used up. Because one of the reasons that we're koveya the time of the goren was to make sure that people like to already, once they have their behemoths, they like to take off the ma'aser. That's a cheap thing. You don't really lose very much because you get to eat the ma'aser anyway, Yerushalayim. Belongs entirely to the Bialim, Shlomim. So it's nice to do the mitzvah. So they wait before selling, before shechting, they wait. And that way we'll have behemoths available for the chagim.
The ma'aser behemoths will be eaten.
No, the actual behemoths, people won't shech beforehand, probably. Most people were nechale to do a mitzvah with their mom and their wives. So because of that, we were covered that they should have behemoths available for the chag. But 14 days before, 15 days before, I mean, how many animals are you going to have if people are already selling, buying, and eating? By the time Shavuos rolls around, there's not going to be very much left. Therefore, they were covered on Echad B'Sivan instead of, which is just a few days before Shavuos, instead of 2 weeks before Shavuos. And that way the animals would be available for Atzeret. Ube Esrim V'Tish Abba Av. Also, we have to make sure that it's not Elul. Why? Because we'll see that there's a machlokus about whether Elul, perhaps Rosh Chodesh Elul, defines already the next year. If Rosh Chodesh Elul defines the next year, you cannot mix behemoths from 1 year to the next. Ben Azai, as we'll see, had a suffix about that issue. He held that all behemoths in Elul have a separate, we have to deal with them separately, because we're not sure if they belong to the previous year or this year. Because of that, he couldn't be koveya it during the last day of Elul, the way Rabbi Akiva would. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Be'achad B'Nisan, Be'achad B'Sivan, and that we agree, indeed, with Ben Azai, Be'esrim V'Tish'a Be'Elul. And how come all of a sudden we switched to the day before? Obviously, because the first day of Tishrei is a Yontif. So Lom Amru Be'esrim V'Tish'a Be'Elul, V'Lom Amru Be'achad B'Tishrei. The same way that we said Be'echad B'Sivan and Be'echad B'Nisan, and obviously we were trying to keep things simple, which come out on Rosh Chodesh. Mipnei Shu Yom Tov. V'Yev Shar La'aser B'Yom Tov. You can't take off Ma'aser B'Yimah on Yom Tov because the way in which it's done is through Tzviyah. You would take a red paint and you would paint the tenth one. So even though in terms of your Hachana and so on and so forth for Yom Tov, it's not a problem as it is on Shabbos. But still a problem. Because how are you going to do the markings of the tenth one that came out? You let them all walk out from a small opening and you paint the tenth one.
Paint the market?
No, but that's the way in which it's done. That's the derech of being in the name. They weren't conveyed on that day.
It's in another way, it's a rope around.
Yeah, but there's a nyan in the bitzviyah, and that's the way we were conveyed lalacha. So we weren't. The truth is that in the Gemara and the Bavli, it adds that the shita, as we passed them at Rosh Chodesh, I mean Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behema. Please, Machlokas. Because Rosh Hashanah, whether it's Rosh Hashanah Zelol, Rosh Hashanah Zechat B'Tishrei, since Rosh Hashanah Zechat B'Tishrei, even for Maisa Behema, it makes sense to be Koveya a day before to show that we're completing this year and then we're starting a new count. Because otherwise, people get already confused. Maybe an animal would be born today. So, we separated. We're talking about over here things that couldn't be done before on Yom Tov. If it would have been Koveya, it would have meant that this is the only time we could do it. Om Rabbi Avu. Kolein Tanina Pras Palga. Whenever it uses the word pras, I don't care what the context is, it always means a half. If it's Kedei Achilas Pras, it's Kedei Achila, half of the Kikar of the Torah. Over here, what it means is Palga of the Shloshim Kodim Lamoich Shloshim Milchotav. So it means the same thing over here, except we're taking for granted that everybody understands that Pras means half of the period allotted to the 30 days Kodim Lamoich. The truth is that the Shita of Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, who use Echad B'Sivan, Echad B'Nisan, they hold like the Man D'Omer who says 2 weeks before, and they don't use a Lashon Pras Bechlal, because there is no Pras. Just 2 weeks before, Shalom V'Toshim Bechad, that was the Machlokas from Yamliel. Om Rebbe Yochanan, why do we say that these are, can I take this? Why do we say that these are the Giranot? Mipnei, Shehin Pirkei Leida, those are the times at which you find the animals go ahead and have their main flow of children. So you have early animals, you have animals that come late in the season, and then you have the animals that standard. And those are the three Pirkei Leida. So it works out that if we make these three granot, it ties in very closely to the idea of granot for Maaser on Tevuah and so on. But this is the time that it's usually completed. Rav Acha, Rav Tanhu Bar Chia, B'Shem Rav Yeshua ben Levi. It's not related necessarily to the births. It's Kadesh Tia Beima Metsuya Ole Regalim. Simply because we would like to have the animals available for the Ole Regalim. And that way, first of all, we would make it any later. People wouldn't sell that early. They'd wait until the garden. And furthermore, when we're Koveyat, when we are, they usually wait for it. And therefore, we will have a stock of animals available, which will suddenly flood the market. Just in time for the people coming up who are going to be buying for the Chag. Om Rav Yudan. Rav Yudan says, I have a much more prosaic explanation. It's Kedei Shelo Yavol Lidei Baal Ta'acher. Look, the closer you keep it to the regal, the less likely you are to be over on an Isser Baal Ta'acher. Because like this, you'll take off your behemoth. You're now chayev to bring it. You're chayev to bring it. It's really a mitzvah saseh to bring down the first regal, like any netter. Yisr d'yoraisa to be ma'achar, whatever, there's three different shittas, what that means, sukkis, three regalim. But in any event, we certainly want it available right at the time that you're going to be going up to Yerushalayim. Because that way it's very unlikely that you'll forget, you'll be ma'achar, you've got an opportunity, you'll take off your ma'isr. For that matter, Reb Yusa, even if you wouldn't have the problem about the acher on the animal that you used, you made your meiser, we want you to make sure to take off the meiser before the chag, because kol hamasheti v'lo over b'bal tacher. Rabbi Yosef holds that even leaving tevel around and not taking off the requisite matones, and over here, so we need tevel in a very loose way, because not taking off meiser doesn't really get it in a tevel. Again, these are all borrowed terms. So that too would be a baal ta'acher. When the Torah gives you a chiyuv that has to do with hagdasha or hatrama, that chiyuv is meant to be seen as a chiyuv that's included within nidrei hekdesh, even though you didn't make the neder. And therefore, if you wouldn't take off the meiser behema before the chag, you could come to be over a baal ta'acher even if you didn't have an animal in hand. So the Meir would be Kovei at that time. Now, Taman Tanina, Rabbi Meir Omer, in Bukhoris we learn that according to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Echad Be'alul is Rosh Hashanah L'Maaser Be'iman. According to Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon, it's Be'achad Be'tishrei. And Ben Azai, and this explains, we bring this up now because this explains the Ben Azai in our Sugya. Ben Azai Omer, Ha'elulim Mitasrim Bifnei Atzman. The behemoths from Elul, because we'll see, Ben Azai isn't sure whether we should look at the year in respect to animals as beginning in Elul, or look at the year in respect of animals beginning in Tishrei. He said, let's isolate the behemoth from Elul. That way, if they're part of the previous year, so they'll all be together with the animals of that year. If they're part of the next year, again, they'll all be part of the animals of the next year. But if we mix them with either animals from Av or animals from Tishrei, we may be trying to take Maser from Behemot Mishana Kata Chaverta. And since the Torah says Shana Shana, we learn from there that it means each thing has to be taken each year on its own. Okay, so even though Shana Shana is referring to Meiser Tvi'a, but over there uses a Lashon Rabim, which is B'shtei Masrot HaKatuv Medaber, Echad Maaser Dagan, Echad Maaser Beima. Omer Vuna, time at Rabbi Meir is because Adkan Hem Mitmatzot Leleid Mene Hayishanot. The truth is that the cycle of the year is basically ended, according to Rabbi Meir, in Echad Be'el, because 5 months, the Zman of the Ebor of small animals is 5 months. And that period, the reproductive period of the animals, comes up during the springtime, the early spring, when things are just starting to grow, and their reproduction is timed to come out so that the children have plenty to eat by the time they're weaned. And so because of that, you basically have ended the main flow of the new births at the time of Echad Be'elul. Anything that's born after that is already part of the reproductive cycle of the next year. They're just early. So there's some animals that will reproduce early in order to get in. It's like that early wheat, winter wheat, summer wheat. So that's how to look at this new crop of animals. Whereas that's Rabbi Meir. I view that as being the next year's crop. Rabbi Yusa, Rabbi Bon, B'Shem Rav Huna, Taima de Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, is they darshan a posik. This is the posik that we darshan in Masechet Rosh Hashanah in the Bavli. Lavshuk, Lavshuk Arim Hatzon, the Gemara darshans this to be a reference to the mating period. So the Karim, which are the male, wrap themselves over the tzon like a cloak. That's referring to, in the context of the pasuk, the bechirot, the earlier animals. Because take a look at the next one. The amakim ya'atfu bar. Now, ituf is also clearly a remez to reproductive activity, because we had uba ha'atif hatzon by Yaakov Avinu when he was trying to influence the reproduction. So it says ba'atif hatzon as a way of talking about mating. In which case, the second part, which talks about amakim are the slow ones. They don't jump up on the mountains. Say the mountains jump, but the lower ones, they take things slow. So the animals that take things slow, they go into heat at bar time. Bar time is when the tefuah is already coming out. So then ya'atfu bar elu ha'afilot. Now the bar time is going to drag them into Elul, because 5 months later, after Nisan, is Elul. Bar time is Nisan. In which case, the pasuk continues, yitro ahu, they shall become friendly with one another. Af yashiru, which we darshan aloshan maaser, meaning become friendly with each other. Both of them go into the same deer, lihitaser. We don't view them as being from different years. And hit asru, which is yashiru. So in other words, we see in this pasuk remez, not like Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir is saying that the later animals that are mating in Nisan are actually an early animal from the next year. But that's not true, according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, because we see that the pasuk views them as being friendly with each other in the deer. And that proves that Elul animals should be included with Av animals and be both taken off from the same year of Maisa. Omer ben Hazeh, since it hasn't been muhra lahalacha, we find Rabbi Meir on the one hand saying what he says, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon is saying what they say, I can't be machriya b'neya, so therefore be kovei halacha as a compromise, you helim mitasrim b'fnei atzman, let us therefore treat these animals separately. In which case, haketzad, no dolo v'chamisha ba'av, v'chamisha ba'elul, v'chamisha ba'tishrei, ein mitztarfim. You have animals from these 3 months, each one has to be treated separately, because on the tzad that Elul is part of the next Tishrei, you can't mix the Av with the Elul. On the tzad that it's part of the previous Av, you can't meet the Tishreis with the Eluls. And therefore, ein mitztarfim. Nolado b'chamisha b'tishrei b'chamisha b'av. On the other hand, in that next year, if even though it's 10 months apart, doesn't matter. It could be 10 months apart, and they will be mitztarif, because the idea is that how much time. The idea is which year they're part of. I don't understand. You're telling me that Ben Azai, who was a rav to Rabbi Meir and to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Ben Azai says, well, I can't figure out what my Talmidim hold. I can't be Machriya. That's very strange. I mean, so he's Machriya al Divrei Talmidav. He's got to give us now a psak. We don't know how to paskin between these two great Gedalim. That doesn't make sense. Says Rabbi Yirmiyah on Ramaisha, B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak, the beginning of this Machlokas was not Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Elazar. Actually, Shekein Nechleku Alea Avot HaOlam, the forefathers of the world upon whom Torah is mushtetet, they argued on this before. Who do we mean? Bani Avot Olam? Tana Rabbi Yuna, Kamei Rabbi Yuma. It was a reference to Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva argued, and Ben Azai in that didn't want to be Makriya. But, says the Gemara, Zoto Meret, Ben Azai Chaver V'Talmid Hayad Rabbi Akiva. It can't be that Ben Azai was completely a Talmud to Rabbi Akiva. He needed to be a Talmud Chaver. Because in Timar Rabbe, if he was his Rebbe, how could he say, Ve'elu Amru Kach, Ve'elu Amru Kach? Well, what kind of lotion is that? What do you mean, Elu Ve'elu? He's talking about his Rebbe. Because it's not Elu Ve'elu. Since, however, Rabbi Akiva was also a Chaver, so he could say Elu Ve'elu, put them together, not say Rabbi V'mori. Rabbi Avun, B'shum Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, already had proven this fact, that Ben Azai must have been a Talmud Chaver, as opposed to a real Talmud, from the following Mishnah in Baba Batra. Omar lo Ben Azai, al ha-chalukinonu mitztarin, el ha-shabata la-chalokalinu ta-shavim. We have enough tzores, he says to Rabbi Akiva. We have enough tzores already from the ones that were cholok before. You want to come along now? The sugya was over there. But look how he talks to him. You want to come and add now and make the things that were shoved, and you want to make nachalukim? Ah! I mean, how does a person talk like that? In Tamarabe, Iparnash, Omer Lurabe, what is there? A person who would turn his Rebbe. But alachalokalino atashavin. I mean, the whole Lashon is inappropriate to a Rabbi. But to mention the fact he didn't speak in third person, but that. He talks in a very cheap way. You have come now to make us problems. That's not the way to talk. So clearly he must have been a chav. Taman taninam, kol ha-noladim yechad b'tishrei ad 29 be'elul. So we learned in Bukharis that anything from Echad b'tishrei until the 29th of the following Elul are mitztarfim. So even though that stretches over 12 months, but chamisha lifnei Rosh Hashanah, this, of course, going according to the Madiomar of Altar of Laz Rabbi Shimon Echa B'Tishrei. So if you had five before and five after, even though it's only one day separated, you cannot be Mitzarf them in one year. As far as the Shanot, Shnot Maaser is concerned. Shnot Maaser cannot be mitzarif. But if you have from a previous Goren, it's not a problem. It's just that the Goren is koveh, that you can't sell and can't check without taking off Maaser. But as far as Tziruf is concerned, there's no Isser. There's no Isser of Tziruf. That's only a din in the year. So now, Omer Rabbi Yosa, how do Omer it? From the way that you're measuring this, I think we have to conclude that when it comes to Maaser Behema, lo asu ota, lo kechenet, v'lo kishalish. Remember that when it comes to Maaser of Dagon, so we have a shiur that defines what year the particular vegetation is shayach. So we can have a din of peros, goes according to the chanata. But the chanata, in terms of the animal, would be the conception. Obviously, we're going to go over here according to the Leda. We're not going according to the conception. Furthermore, when it comes to Tua, we have a shear of Shlish. Why do we have a shear of Shlish? Because once it reaches the stage in which it's a third grown, it's now suitable for use. Use it for Shachas, it grows. So it already has the Chashivut of a pure, completed Goren. Not Goren, I shouldn't use that word in this context. A completed Tua. It's clear to me from the dinim that we're discussing here that neither of those dinim apply. Because look, in Tema Kechenet, if, remember that we've been using these borrowed terms all along here, right? Gorens and crops and so on, and referring to animals. But so again, the chanata, I mean, obviously chanata is a word that's used for vegetation, it's not used for mammals, but nonetheless, if you were referring, you were trying to translate the ideas of Maaser Dagon into Maaser Behema, and you would have translated or Meiser Peres into Meiser Behema. In Temar Kechenet, so then they call them Ubarim Echad Mitishrei Adasim Mitisha Be'alu. If you're going according to conception, the equivalent in the fruit would be Hanata. So then why did you say Kol HaNoladim? You should have said Kol HaMitabrim, because it would go according to the Yibur. In Temar Keshlish. And if you were looking at the usability, which is the third, what is the usability of the animal?
Eight days.
You have to be 8 days old in order to be usable. In which case, because I mean, you take a meiser from, you can't bring it on the mizbeach. It's not right. It's machus zman. So in Tamar, if you're going to tell me kishlish, so then it should have given a different date. It should have said, either it could have said anything which will be 8 days old by chavtet be'elu. Or the easier thing to say was kol anoladim ad esrim v'shnayim be'elu. Anything born up until the 22nd of Elul. So if it's born on the 22nd of Elul, so now it'll be roy for the mizbeach on its 8th day, the 29th of Elul. But the way you said it is anything that's born up to the 29th of Elul. So obviously, we don't really care if it's usable or not. So now, after hearing this, Rabbi Shammai, B'shem Rabbi Bon, Rabbi Chiya, says that indeed it is Kishlish, but it's Kishlish Aliba de Rabbi Shimon. What's the problem if you make it Kishlish? The problem is that it's B'chusar Zman. The time that you said the 29th of Elul, something that's born on the 29th of Elul is a B'chusar Zman. And therefore you're saying, oh, see, Shlish doesn't matter. Not true. Because it's going on Aliba de Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon holds B'chusar Zman. Even though it's not usable from the Mizbeah, nonetheless, it's mitztarif to go into the deer. You take Baisa from it. And if the one selected is indeed too young, so you wait. But Mukhus is not, Zvan is not a pagam in the taking off of the mice. It doesn't have to be Roy. It has to be Roy. But Mukhus is not an ikuv in what we call being Roy. We find this regarding many things. And B'chusar Zman is not viewed the same because the time is passing anyway. So it's automatically ready when it's ready. So we don't view that as being the equivalent of other psukim.
So these other behemoths are miser,
even if this... Even though, so it's not a problem. It says 29, even though the miser shlish is important. But so what? So B'chusar Zman, it'll still go in. Come, Rabbi, my name Rabbi Shammai. This come in the Yerushalmi means an attack. So matkifle, you know, come. It's in Hebrew also. Come means to stand up against. Yeah. So boy, was he mad about that. Walks over to him and says, "Amale, Adam ben Adam Hilta, did you say that?" "Oh no, me? No, no way, no." Actually, the Gross Gear says he said yes. "Amale, in, I did say that." So he said to him, "Amale, excuse me, but Tamantanin and Benazi Omer Elulin mitasrin la'atzman." Yeah. Then Benazai, who was trying to make certain that the shitas, both of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon on the one hand, and Rabbi Meir on the other hand, wouldn't be a problem, and actually he was coming now to make sure we don't get into trouble between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, as the Gemara said earlier, as Rabbi Yirmiyah pointed out earlier. So he says that the Elulim... Now, what does Elulim mean to you, sir? Elulim means 22nd of Elul, or Elulim means anything during Elul, huh? Can we be agreed that? I mean, lo afilu nolad ad esrim v'tisha be'elul, right? I mean, obviously, Elulim includes anything up to the 29th. You're certainly not going to try to tell me that, yes, there is a din of shlish, and nonetheless, Ben Azai doesn't mind using the word Elulim up to the 29th, because Ben Azai assumed that we'll do like Rabbi Shimon, that B'chusar Zman is nichnas l'dir l'yitaser. Who is a das yachid? Keneged the Rabbanan. I mean, come off it. Yislach l'meima Ben Azai k'Rabbi Shimon v'lok Rabbanan. Are you going to tell me that when Ben Azai is trying to stay out of trouble, he's going to be koveah the 29th of Elul like the shitas yachid who holds that a mechuser's man is nichnas to dili itaser. Is that a little absurd? That can't be the case. Therefore, I tell you, Ella, you're forgetting one very simple thing. The simple thing is, there's nothing wrong with waiting a week to take off the miser. The Goren or the Shana doesn't tell you when to take it off. It just tells you which animals are nichnas of dearly itaser, that's all. So fine, so wait the 8 days. Did anybody tell you it had to be that day? Wait the 8 days. The 29th of Elul Behemoth will then be old enough to go in and take off miser from. No, nobody told you. Yeah, from the previous year. So you'll do it a month later. It doesn't matter. A Goren only means you can't eat it without doing it. It doesn't mean you must do it today. Okay, so what's the big deal? Your whole diet was crazy in the first place. There's no reason to say that actually there's a shlish, but it's because we hold a Rib Shimon. The shlish has nothing to do with Rib Shimon, b'chlal. Absolutely nothing. If you hold that shlish is kosher, you simply wait the other week, that's all. But again, when we say shlish, we mean the equivalent of shlish, that is to say, usability, non mechuser zman. It's a completely borrowed term from the world of vegetation. Therefore, I say to you, now we have to switch as the Gra does the girsa over here, is you could see why somebody made the mistake in the girsa, because they thought he was coming to answer Ben Azai, which of course he wasn't. He was coming to prove that to Reb Shammai, he's trying to prove to Reb Shammai that his whole diyuk was completely wrongly based. You can't say that because it gives a particular time for a Goren that it necessarily implies that you did it on that day. So the whole thing was wrong. So you could say the same thing in the Chachamim. Forget about Ben Azai. Forget it. It makes sense according to everybody. And therefore, Kishem, the same way that you're going to say, so Ba'ipach Lameima, Kamadat Amar, it should say Al Ben Azai. Same exact way that I just proved to you, you have no choice but to say that according to Ben Azai, Menicham Mishana Ba'a, you wait a week into the next year, right? And then Hein Mitasrim Mebnei Ha'elulim, they come together, and they are not mixed with the Tishrei ones, but they're put back with the other Elul ones, and we take off Meiser then? Keinat Amar al Rabbanan. That's what you should have said about the Chlada sheet of the Rabbanan. It has nothing to do with Rabbi Shimon. It's a Kein Atamah de Rabbanan, Menichim L'shana Haba'a, Ve'imitasrim Ibnei Shnatan. I don't care which you hold up. I don't care when that Shana is. But whatever it is, obviously we're going to date you till the last day of the Goren, or the last day of the year. Then it's your problem to decide when they're old enough to take off the Meiser. We didn't come to address that issue at all. And you're mixing apples and oranges here. There's nothing to do with each other, these two circles. So, kachat amad rabbonan. Omer abichia, zot omeret, yamim sham abichor, mechuser zman ben, olin lo datok shnato. The fact that you can take anything that is nolad in 1 year and include it, even though the maizah the mechuser zman. So you see from there that the year, the determination of the concept of a year, shana shana, that the Torah uses in terms of maizahs, or maizah behema, and by extension to bechor, which is compared to maizah for all of these dinim. So it must be that the year starts running at birth. So when the Torah tells you, you have a year to be makrib the bechor, a year to be makrib the maizah, forget about taking off the maizah. That's a different issue. But the year starts running at the time of birth, because if the year would only start running after it's ro'i, so then you can't call the year in terms of who it would be nichnas adir l'taser with whom is it considered to have been born. You wouldn't have considered that the previous year either. Would have had to start running this year. So apparently, the days that the Bechor is mechuser zman, those first 8 days, are part of the first year, and the clock has started to run. Omer Rabbi Yona, Abba, Shama Laminhada. You're being medayik from the way in which we use the Pirush in the Mishnah. But my father learned it from the Pasuk. He said, what's the meaning of Kol HaBechor HaSheYivaleh HaZachar Takdish? What's the Pshat HaZachar Takdish? It says, Takdish HaShem Elokecha. Well, you don't have to be Magdish or Bukhar. Bukhar is Kaddish automatically. It's Kaddish Mirecha. So what it must be telling you is, Haketzad, Takdish in the sense of start counting its Kedusha. That must be the Pshat. And that means that the day Asher Yivaleid, Mishat Leidato, Atamonelo Shnato, you have to start counting. That's its Kedusha, as far as you're concerned. You have to be aware of its Kedusha at that moment. In respect to what? In respect to counting how much time you have to be able to be makrivit. B'shalosh kupot, shalosh shalosh sa'ins. Again, we repeat in our tripartite repetition the tripartite shlishit. So we have the three prakim b'shana in three kupot, each of which holds three sa'in. We're torminat alishka, by the way, the Rambam's got another three. Because according to him, the original, it's done in two stages. It's a completely different shita than the pashtus of the Mishnayos here. He has three kupot of three as the Trumat HaLishka. Then at the three times, we take three small kupot and take it out of each time, out of one of the large kupot of the three soyim. The Ketuv Aleihem, now we have on each one of these a respective letter. Aleph, Beit, Gimel. Of course, in Chelm, they wrote on all of them Aleph, Beit, Gimel, but that didn't help. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Yivanit Ketuv Aleihem. In Chelm, they don't speak Hebrew, they only spoke Greek. That's where academia began, was in Chelm. So they had Alpha, Beta, Gamma, not Aleph, Beit, Gimel.
Make sure the foreigners can know it.
That was the standard, as it says in the Bavli. And Eretz Yisrael, they spoke Greek. So, Ein HaTorem Nichnas, and we'll see the reason that we did it in this with the Otiot, is because there was a mitzvah to use the first one that you did the mitzvah with the Truma, to use that for the first purchase of the behemoth in order.
I have a question. Shalom Al Yisrael Synagogue, you know, in Yericho, the whole thing they wrote, it's like Lashon L'Yerushalmi type of Lashon. But they spoke, that seemed to be Masha, that the people, people spoke that language, no?
In the Aramaic.
That type, yeah, the Aramaic type of language.
Yeah, so it says you can choose. But they didn't like people that were. Gemara says it, Eretz Yisrael, what are you doing speaking Lashon Sursi?
What is it, Gemara?
You're remembering that, aren't you? You have to do this 10 times in order to remember that it's not just a yam.
Also, there was an Indian that the spoken language was Aramaic, and the literary language, the literate language, was good.
Could be. They viewed it as a bastard language.
Aramaic.
Yeah.
It
was Korav to Lashon HaKodesh,
but
it wasn't Lashon HaKodesh.
So
yeah, I mean, obviously there's all types of Ramosim in terms of the connection to Yavan and so on. That's a major okay, I know a guy wrote a book on that. It has all of those in Yavan in it. Okay. When you're going in to take out the truma, you have to be careful how you dress. Lo b'pargut chafut. Do not use a pair of pants that has in it either a folded over belt in which you could stuff coins, or a cuff in which you could stuff coins, any fold, because you know what people are going to say. Velo b'minal velo b'sandal. You can't be wearing anything on your feet. But look at tefillin, listen, people are going to say, yeah, obviously, he cut his tefillin open, stuffed it full of gold, you know. You can't. The lobe kamiya, you can't even be wearing a kamiya, you know. So, yeah, we know what he's tippy-toeing down there for. Opening up his kamiya, throwing it all out, and stuffing it with silver, huh?
Yeah, both for him.
Because no matter what happens to this guy, they'll make sure that it means he stole. Because if he gets poor, Shema Yehani says, why did he get poor? God punished him for stealing from the Lishka, obviously. Where's all that money? That was part of the punishment. Or maybe he'll get rich. Of course, that's a clear proof. If he got rich, he must have stolen. He can't win, obviously. Shema Yehashir. Shadam tzarich letzeit yedei habriyot kederach shu tzarich letzeit yedei hamakom. A person has to take into consideration what people are going to say. Shenema vayitem nikiyim mi Hashem umiyisrael. Yomer, furthermore, it says, tzochein v'secha tov bein Elohim v'adam. So you see that you're supposed to act in a way that will outthink the people that are going to figure out what you're doing wrong.
What
about that's after they got you. Tamanta Nelson. It's only Shlomo HaMelech. It says, v'yachkam mikol adam, by Shlomo. So the Gemara Darsh is, v'yachkam mikol adam, afilu min ha-shotim. So to be smarter than idiots, you have to be extremely smart. Tamanta Nina. Mifanina afilu arba v'chamesh kuprot. We know that in Masechet Shabbat, it says that if you need the place, you're allowed it. You don't have to be chayish for tircha. And you can move if you need to make place for Orchim or for Talmidim on Shabbos, even four or five large containers. Now there, back in Shabbos, Rabbi Zeira Sha'alat Rabbi Yoshia, Kama hu shiuran shel kupot. Explain to me when you say a kupa, I don't know what that means. How large is a kupa? Amar leis, Rabbi Hoshaya, here's there. Nilmotzatu min amufurash. He would often say, let us learn that which is not defined from that which is defined. Do we not have a Mishnah that defines the shear of a kupa? Tanya, b'shalosh kupot shalosh shalosh sa'in, shehin tish'a sa'in altogether, shehin esrim v'sheva sa'in, because we do this three times a year. Terminat alishka, three times three times three. V'katuv aleihem aleph beit gimel. By the way, and this continues the brighter once we're bringing it up. Mipnei ma katuv aleihem aleph beit gimel. Lomar mistapek min harishon kodem lashniya, min hashniya kodem lashlishit. So there's an Indian to be mistapek. But meanwhile, what do we see from there? That the shir of a kupa is shalosh sa'in. So too in Masechet Shabbos, when it's matir tircha for orchim, up till moving shalosh sa'in. Furthermore, we had another similar example. Talmud Tanina in Masechet Shabbos, it gives a shir of yayin kidei mizigata kos, where Reb Zira also asks their Reb Yoshia, kama shiuran shel kos, when we say kidei mizigata kos to be chayev in hotza'a, he asked them, what is the shir of mizigata kos? Omar le nilmatzatu min ha-mefurash. Do we not have a place where it says how big a kos is? Of course, back in the Arba Kosas of Psochim again. The Tony Rabbi Chiyar Bakasot Shamru, Yeshlan Breviat Shoyayim Bitoki. The Italian Revit, which would be unmazug wine, contains sufficient for the four kosot, because we mix it 3 to 1. And then we have four Reviyot. So from there, you see, the shear of Mizigata Kos is a fourth of a Revius. Om Rabbi Yosef Baravi Mishon Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Yehudei. I must be going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, the Tani. Mayim kidei dimia. The Tanakama holds that the shear of liquids in water is enough just for a swallow, which is a very small shear, even less than Maloga blood, certainly less than a Revi'it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, water? Water is the universal solvent. Why would you want to waste it on drinking? Kidei lashuf behemet akilor. What you use a little bit of water would be to mix a bit of eye medication, and that's a tiny bit of water. So whatever is the normal dosage, that's the amount of water you'll be chayav. Yayin kidei megia gemia, reviewed on kidei mezigas hakos, and mazug bekama. How much? So in other words, we see reviewed all the mezigas hakos. Fine. How about that's yayin? How about yayin mazug? Nobody said. Maybe if it's mazug, it's mazug already. It might have a smaller shear, because a rova revius is enough to mix with water. But kidei mezigas, if it's already mazug, maybe it gets down closer to gemia, perhaps. So what would be the shear over there? The Gemara asks, mazug bekama, nishmiena mahada, we can learn from the same lashon, because it says, mayim kidei gemia, revinon kidei lashuf benat kilor, Yayin kidei gemia, and this is, by the way, where the last piece of the yayin kidei gemia belonged. Didn't belong back there. It was repeated unnecessarily. Yayin kidei gemia, Rabbi Yehuda, kidei mezigat hakos. If the only shear that we mention, instead of saying Rova Revius is Mezigat HaKos, it means because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mezigat HaKos is in fact the definition of the Hashivas. All he's saying is that if you have enough to make a Mezigat HaKos, it's also Chashiv. But certainly, if there was a separate din of Kedei Gemir or anything else on Yayin that's already Mazug, then he would have told you what the Shear is for Yayin that isn't Mazug. By making it dependent on Mezigat HaKos, it's Bashma. That Hada Amra, Mazug, is Kedei Mezigat HaKos also. Because that's the only Shear of Chashivas to Yayin. But how big is that? Kamish Yuran Shokos, Rabbi Yavin Omer, Titraton V'Raviyah. It's the Roman Tetraton, together with an additional one-fourth. And let me ask you something. Can you drink those four courses all together? Do you have to separate between them? Or would you be Yotzi if you just took them down? Well, we can actually learn that from the following. If you heard Hallel in Shul, you'd be Yotzi. So if you were Yotze, you don't have to say Hallel Nagana. So what do you do between the third and fourth coast? Nothing. So you drink. So you obviously drank the third and fourth coast together. So if that's the case, you see that you're Yotze without any afsek. And Ma'o Mishtotan Bepiskan. How about making a hefsek between the kosot? Would it also be Yotze, or must I drink it down all in one shot? Come on, man. I mean, they didn't insist that you get drunk from the four kosot. I mean, what are we drinking necessarily like a drunkard? You have to drink the whole thing down. You certainly would be yotzeh. Very nice. That way you don't become a shikr. So I can't say you're doing something wrong. This is an interesting question. There's a mitzvah. Because it says Yelechem lo ochla. It's very interesting. The Ramban, as opposed to the Ramban, actually counts that in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. There is a mitzvah to eat perishvias. Because there's a mitzvah to drink yayinushvias.
Ramban with a nun, right?
Yeah. So now the question is, normally we say in order to be yotzi de chova, you have to have chulin. You can't take something, you take meiser and use it for chagiga. I know. It has to be brought in a chulin. So if you have a mitzvah, you can't have a mitzvah that had another mitzvah attached to it. So would you be yotze if you drank the yayin of shvias? Tani Rav Oshaya, rather, yotzein b'yayin shel shvias. You would be yotze. Because there's no mitzvah in the specific wine. It's an inyan that it should be drunk. But the act of drinking b'chlal, that already is specific for the arba kosos. Malat seit bekunditin. Can you use this cinnamon flavored wine with a bit of a different tavlin in it? Is that called wine, or that's called basically a lady's drink? Minatani bar kapora kunditin ki yayin. This is what the badatz is saying, that you can be yotze with yayin kunditin. Hada amra yotzin be yayin kunditin. So apparently, you'd be yotze with it. Malat seit be yayin mizugin. Could you also add above and beyond the amount of meziga? Could you add additional water to your wine and have it still called wine? Mitatani Rebbe Chia, arba'a kosot she'amru, yotz'in behen ben chayin ben mezugim, u'bevat she'ebem tam u'marayayin. It seems that as long, here the Mefarshim on the Daf Taina up to 1/6 instead of 1/3. It's just 3-1. You can go up to 6-1, it'll still have a wine taste. So you would be yotzi as long as it has a tam yayin. That's what they said Mechon also. Omer Rebbe Yirmiyah. Mitzvah latzeit beyayin adom. There's a mitzvah to use red wine bedavka. Shenema al tera yayin ki yitadem ki yitem bekoseino. So obviously, one of the simonim muvakim to chashivut of yayin is its seductiveness of its color. It's red. Yeah, we're bringing it up here in terms of the borrowing.
Is that
Yerushalmi Pesachim? Tani, Mevushal Kimetubal. The boiling up of wine is the equivalent of putting it putting in a bunch of tavlin, which seems to make it similar to kunditi. Malvatsi, the yain mevushal. Could I use legabi the arba kosas also mevushal? Omer Rabbi Yona, yotzi the yain mevushal. However, this is Rabbi Yona lataime. Over here, lataime means laatzma huasa. Because in the Bavli, this lashon means this is somebody who needed to come up with a psak for his own good, so he came up with this psak. Because Rabbi Yona, of course, he was the famous couldn't take wine guy in the Gemara, right? So Rabbi Yona, karavishasi arbekasi the pisco, when Rabbi Yona would drink his four kosot, avichozik reisha at chaga, he used to hold his head moaning all the way till Shavuos. So when you boil the wine, it sort of it took away some of that alcohol, boiled out the alcohol. So he would use boiled wine, badafka. So he passed, sure, boiled wine, best thing you can use. Chamid echada matronita.
That's
Sukkot. That's Sukkot. That's Sukkot. In Bavli, it says. So chamid echada matronita. So one of these Roman society women saw him once, and his face was completely bright and red. So she said, Apwe Nehirin. Boy, he's got, I mean, she saw him with his bright red face. Arm wrestling, she says, Saba, Saba, listen, your old man. I got you pinned. One of these three things. Either you're a drunkard, or the Shatui Chamrat, or the Malavi Beribitat, or you're one of these money lenders that charges a lot of ribbis, so you got this big happy smile on your face all year round. You don't do any work, and the money keeps pouring in. Oh, the megadol chazirayat, or you grow piggies, and you know these big farmers, they make a ton, destroying the world around them, but they don't care.
Sounds like she writes for Haaretz.
Yeah. Oh my Allah, so he said tipach rua da'ita. In the Bavli, the lashon is, I swear all three are usher for us. So certainly none of us. Here he was a little bit more vicious. She should not drop dead. Not one of those things is in me. I'm able, Baruch Hashem, to be Isaac in learning. Rabbi Avu once came into Tveria. Rabbi Yochanan, who was in Tveria, the Talmidim see him, that up in the urn, he's got a shiny face. So Amron, Talmidim, Rabbi Yochanan, Ashkech Rabbi Avu Asima. They told Rabbi Yochanan, boy, Rabbi Avu came to town, he obviously just discovered a hidden treasure. Also Lagabe, he comes and he meets Rabbi Yochanan, and Omar Lay, Maya Raita Chadat HaShamata, Rabbi Yochanan understood immediately what it meant. He must have come up with a great new Chiddush in learning. Omar Lay, Tosefta Tikta Kora. Oops. I thought I'd get it in, but I didn't. I did have another 5 seconds. That was my last warning. Oh, well, 1 second. Tosefta Atika. I got old Tosefta I'd never seen before. Kora lechokmas adam ta'ir panam. Ah, that's the pshat that they should think that he's mamish. That's a tzaddik. Okay, we'll start with the shiurim tomorrow. We'll do our brief review. Okay. בשלושה פרקים בשנה תורמים את הלשכה בפרוס הפסק, בפרוס הצר, בפרוס החג, והם גרונות שמעשר בימדי ורבי עקיבא. ונאז זה אומר ב-29 באדר, כזו מסחוסר, ב-1 בסיוון, ב-29 באב. ולא זה ברבי שמעון אומרים, ב-1 בניסן, ב-1 בסיוון, it's not prose because we passed it 2 weeks before, and ב-29 באלול. למה אומרו ב-29 באלול ולא אומרו ב-1 בתשרי? בפני שהוא יום טוב, אי אפשר לעשר ביום טוב, לפי חג יקדימו ב-29 באלול. Om Rabbi Avu, calling the Tanina Pras, it always means Palga. Here it means Palga to Shoshin Yom Kodum, the Moich Shadoshin Milchotab. Vehein Ein Gronocho Maaser, Om Rabbi Yochanan. Why? It then should be Kelida. Rebach, Rabbi Tanko Barchi, Bashem Rabbi Shuman Levi, it's Kadesh Tia Beiman Betsialo Ole Regalim. Rabbi Yudin says, it's Kadesh Ole Yavoli De Baal Tacher. You even have to Meiser in time for the Chag, because Om Rabbi Yusuf, Kolam Hashet Tivlo, Ove Velo Tacher. Now, Taman Taninan, Rabbi Meir Omer Be'achad Be'elul Rosh Hashanah L'maser Be'ah Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon Omerim Be'achad B'tishrei Ben Azay Omer Elulayim Mitasrim Yitli Atzman Omrechuna, time of the Rebbe Meir, Atkanein mitmatzot rebeid, min hayeshanot, mikan derech matchilot alei min hachadashot. Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Bon, Meshem Rechuna, time of the Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Shimon, is the Pasek. Lovshu kari matzon refers in context of the continuation to the Bechirot. Amakim, the slower ones, Ya'atfu bar, refers to the Yafilot. Nonetheless, Yitro A'u, to be friends, Af Yashiru, meaning Eilu Le'ilu Nefasim Le'ilit Aser. Omer Ben Azay, oh, Ve'ilu Omrim Kach, Ve'ilu Omrim Kach, then you have Elohim et Asri Vnei Atzman. Ha'ketzat, Nolad Lo B'chamisha Ba'av, B'chamisha Be'elul, B'chamisha B'tishrei, Eim et Starfim. But, Nolad Lo B'chamisha B'tishrei, in the following, B'chamisha Ba'av, that's fine, Harei Elohim et Starfim. What is this, Ben Azay, Machriel Divrei Talmidah, Vata? Or at Rabbi Yirmi of Rabbi Maisha, B'shem Rabbi Shmuel, Be Rabbi Yitzchak, Shekei Nechukov Avot Olam way before Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Meir. Manu Avot Olam, Tana Rabbi Yonakabei, Rabbi Yirmiya, it's a reference to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva. But clearly, if that's the case, Zotomer that Ben Azay is Chaver V'Talmina Yav Rabbi Akiva. Because in Tama Rabbi, what? It Banasham al Rabbi, Hove Elo Amakach, Elo Amakach. Rabbi Ovid B'Shem Mishmon Bar Rabbi Yitzchak knows the fact that Ben Azay was Talmud Chaver from the following. Omele Ben Azay. No problem. Because in Tamar Kechenet should have said Kolam Mubarim Mechad B'Tishrei Adesrim B'Tishrei Be'Elul, and in Tamar Kishlish would have to be usable, so then it would have to be 8 days old. Lipe Kolam Noladim Adesrim B'Shaim Be'Elul. Reb Shammai B'Shem Rabbi Bom Reb Chia. No, Kishlish Asuota, except it doesn't matter; they could still be Mitaser, like Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon says Mechusus Man Nichnas Adil Mitaser. Oh boy, that was it for Rabbi Mana. Come Rabbi Mana and Rabbi Shammai. Omalei atan aranilta. Omalei in. Omalei taman tanidet ben azir omer aluluim mitasrim latzmin. Atzman. Meaning what? Obviously, I feel no radim asim tisha be'elu. So you're going to try to tell me that ben azik Rabbi Shimon v'loka rabbanan. Obviously, k'mod ha'adama al ben azai, you'll have to say that menichal nishana ba'av ein mitasrim v'bnei aluluim. Katomer, atomer al derabbanan. Menichal nishana ba'av ve'ein mitasrim. Im bnei shnatan. Omer Rabbi Huna, zot omeret yamim shabachor mechusar zman behen olin lo nonetheless otok shnato. Omer Rabbi Mona, Omer Rabbi Yona, Abba shamala min hada. Kol abachor shiyivalei hazachar takdish l'ashem. Okay, it's that mishat ledado, you start counting the shnatan. The shalosh kupot shal shalosh shalosh se'im tol minat alishka. Ze katuv alayim alef bet gimel. Rabbi Shmuel omer yevanit katuv alayim alfa bet agamel. In ein atrein nichnas lo be pargut chafut, velo be minah, velo be sandal, velo be tefillin, velo be kemiah, shema yeani, v'yomru mi avon alishkah yeani, or shema yashir, v'yomru mi trumat alishkah yashir. Shadam tzrich lotzei kidei abriot, kider shu tzrich lotzei kidei amakom. Shema v'yitem nikiyim mi Hashem v'yisrael. V'omer, umtzorchim v'zeh otov ben Elohim v'adam. Tamam tanin al mefanim afilo arba v'chamesh kupot. Rabbi Zeira and Shabbos, as for Roshaya, Kamo Shiran Shakupot. Omalay, no matter to be number for Rash. The tongue of the Shalosh Kupot, Shalosh Sain, Shain Tisha Sain, multiplied 3 times a year, which is Esrim Mesheva Sain. Torminat Alishka, the Katuvalay Malabed Gimel. The name Akatu Alabed Gimel, no Mashim is Tapek Minuri Shonaka Mushniam, Nishnaka Mushnishi. The Mantanin and further similar thing. Hamot Siyan Kidem Zigata Kos, Revizira Shalot Rav Yosha Kama Shiran Shakot. On Balei, the Matzatum, and number Farash, Tadu Priya, Arba Kosot Shambu Bat Pesach, Yeshla Bervia Chayayne Taki. On Revius of Rabbi Mishum of Yochim, Rabbi Yudi, the Tadi Mayim Kite Gimia, Rabbi Yudi Amerkade Lashuf Ben Araki Lor, Yayim Kite Gimia, Rabbi Yudi Amerkade Mizigata Kots, Mozug Bekama, Nashmiam and Hada, Mayim Kite Gimia, Rabbi Yudi Amerkade Lashuf Ben Araki Lor, Yayim Kite Gimia, Rabbi Yudi Amerkade Mizigata Kots, Hada Anna Mazug, is the same as Mizigatakos. Kama Shiurin Chokos, Rabbanam and Tetraton Vrivia, Mal shtotam bekerach echad. Midomer b'manam Rabbi Yosef halanim shem bebet haKnesset yatsa. Hadam im shtotam bekerach echad yatsa. Mal shtotam bepiska. Well, klumono shishter. Lo kedei shishter. Lo kedei shishtaker. So im shtotam bepiska. No, afuenu mishtaker. Mal atzeit b'yayin shel shviyit. Tanu Reboshaya yotzim b'yayin shel shviyit. Mal atzeit bekunditon. Well, midatani bar kapara kunditon ki yayin must be even for the arba kasot. Adam or yotzim b'yayin kunditon. Mal atzeit b'yayin mezugin more than 3-1. Midatani Rebichia arba kasot shomu yotzim b'yayin b'mezugin. Ubevach yevim tam umara yayin. So as long as it still tastes like wine, it's okay. Omer b'yirmiya mitzvah atzeit b'yayin adom. Shema altera yayin ki yitadim ki yitain b'kos ino. Tani mevushal ki mitubah. Mal atzeit b'yayin mevushal. Omer b'yona yotzim b'yayin mevushal. But this is Rabbi Yona l'tushit asatzma. The Rabbi Yona karabishati habakasa tepischa habichazik resha adchaga. Chamite chodem atunisa apu nihirin. Omer, saba saba. Chodem yana tlat milun yitbacha. Ode shotu chamra. Ode malave baribita. Oh my God, the chazirat. I'm like, tipach, ruch, da yitza. Chanami yana tlad min and let me. Upanish chiyakli, da chiktiv. Mat adam, tayur panam. Rabbi Yavu, ati, letveria, chamuni, the tamudit, chamuni, tamudit, Rabbi Yochanan. Apu in uri. Amru, tamil, Rabbi Yochanan. Wow. Ashkech, Rabbi Yavu, sima. Ata, lagabe, omalai. So, maya right, harata shamata. Omalai, tosefta, atika. Kore, ale, chokmat adam, tayur panam.